Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, Kit? Here we go.
All right, let's get right to it. It's time for your morning dump party.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Dang it. What'd you do?
All right, dude. So I got that new phone. It's a nice phone, but it's huge. It's a brick, dude. So you know when you drop it, it lands on your face or your foot?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel good. Back in the day when flip phones are a little lighter than they are now, dude. Damn, that thing is heavy.
Yeah, it'll get you. Take it. It'll lop a toe right off. Anyway, enough of that. As always, your morning dump part, though, brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it. Yeah. So, obviously, if you listen to the show before, you know that I'm a big fan of Elvira. All right. I have a, I have a vampire fetish, I'm going to say, but,
rests his wrists on her boobs every single day.
Every single day. I have a, ergonomic Elvira, mouse pad, and her boobies are the ergonomic part. And something just actually came to light with Elvira. Apparently, she has been in a 19-year relationship with a woman. After she broke up with her husband, or divorced her husband, a platonic friend that she had met at the gym, eventually one thing led to another, and they've been together for 19 years, and she finally told everyone, like, hey, this is who I've been with.
So why did she hide it for so long? Because it was hard to come out at the time, or because she didn't want her husband to know?
Probably just... Okay, you know how people are. You know, you announce something like that, and everyone loses their minds for some reason.
That's true.
What? Oh my God! I mean, it's none of our damn business. But she finally felt comfortable enough. Well, she's doing a tell-all. All right, she's releasing a book where she talks about this. Which I mean, congratulations, good for her.
Pictures That's, in that book?
Pictures. There better be some pictures.
Is it a pop-up book? Because something's gonna pop up. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, look at that. It's got a texture section. I like that. Okay, so as shocking of a revelation as this is, there is another thing in this book that she talks about, and she confirms, Elvira confirms an old rumor that she had sex with Tom Jones when she was a Vegas showgirl, and get this, ended up in the ER.
To
be loved by anyone. She ended up in the ER with an injury because Tom Jones was so well endowed. That's true.
No.
Tom really? Jones, big old swinging Tom. Yeah.
Just swinging around, huh?
Yep.
Sleeping with Elvira's and all these famous. Wow. So I bet you she was aiming for Wayne Newton. And just had to.
Everyone's. Everybody Jones. Loves Wayne Newton. He's the first choice. Wayne Newton. All the women love me. And Wayne Newton.
Locket of my hair.
Wayne Newton, you can come to my room.
Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton. I'll sing you a song. And if I don't like you, you can go to that chump Tom Jones's place.
Yep.
Wayne Newton.
Unusual to fall short from Wayne Newton.
Is that how the song goes? I don't think so.
That's it. Anyway.
So, yeah, latest from Elvira, who, by the way, 70 years old, still a dime piece and top of my list. Absolutely. Absolutely. Lastly, let's talk about Space Force. It's a real thing. It was kind of joked about when it was initially announced by...
Because it's called Space Force,
yeah,
bro.
They could have picked a better name.
Space Force.
So this all came about when former President Donald Trump talked about Space Force and sending people up there. Well, they just revealed the uniforms, actual uniforms, and obviously the internet having fun with it, saying it looks like stuff from Star Trek and Battlestar Galactica.
Does it look like that outfit Grandma made you for Halloween in seventh grade?
Kind of like that. It's not that bad. I think the internet is being harder on it than it needs to be. However, let's just really
focus
on the fact.
These are rain boots. These aren't Superman. Boots. These are rain boots.
They found old moon boots from a secondhand store that everyone was just wearing moon boots.
How am I supposed to fly in rain boots?
Look, Grandma. I think the crazy part is the fact that we're actually talking about Space Force. It's actually a thing. Like when you were a kid, this is something we dreamed up. Like, oh yeah, I wanna fight in space. I wanna fly a space machine, and it's real. It's something of the future,
really,
man.
Did too much studying on the Space Force just because right when I heard Space Force, I'm like, kind of snickered a little bit. So what is the Space Force? What's their task?
Well,
is it to defend us from aliens or like?
No.
Or is it defending us from other countries attacking us from space?
That's what it is. That's what it is. I mean, eventually it could involve aliens, you know, and we actually have, you know, Star Wars. But for now, as technology, expands and, you know, it, 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 country countries.
Just don't want a missile from a satellite.
Yeah, that's basically what is. It's cyber stuff, you know, anything from space. Because, yeah, you could easily launch. Dude. You could launch a satellite now with a rocket, get that thing over top some area and drop that thing down. And, boy. Yeah.
Don't bring that up, dude. I don't want to think about it. Dude, there's enough stuff we got to think about.
That's why we have Space Force. That's why we have Space Force.
That's true. Saving the day.
I wonder if they're ever going to show old episodes of like some of like Star Wars or Battlestar Galactica, and they do training with that, right? Because how else are they? It's not like they have anything now to base it off of, right?
No, they're not showing episodes of Picard and that guy with a weird head and the guy from Reading Rainbow to train him how to.
I mean, if our crews are being, if our Space Force crews are being trained by William Shatner, there's something on the wing.
Something on the wing.
Yeah. I want them to be trained by Shatner, okay? That's what I want.
Well, we're dead.
So what do we got? Dead. We got hot-ass Elvira, 70 years old, still a dime piece, and Space Force. Space fighting Force. In space. That is your morning dump. We'll be back. More.